People over profit, diversity, all concepts that all of us want to embody in our organizations say that we value, but do we really? I'm John Gehring, and welcome to Rochester Speaks this morning. And today I'm joined by someone who does embody that. And Nellie Epic started the organization Good People Deserve Wins Too, and she is joining us today on Rochester Speaks. Nellie, welcome this morning. I'm excited to have you on to talk a little bit more about your organization.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
And Nellie, it's great because your story starts a long time ago when you founded this organization. Could you tell me a little bit about your background and exactly why you decided to take the step and move forward with Good People Deserve Wins Too?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of live that American dream everyone talks about. I moved here with my family from Lebanon. When we moved to Buffalo, it was very apparent that the livelihood that we needed was food, shelter, and that was about it. But I touched a basketball for the first time. And for me, sports gave me that freedom where it was, you had no worries. There was no language barrier. You were able to just feel like you were a part of a team and a family. And for me, it took a lot of people in my community, a lot of my the parents of the teammates that were on there that really helped me get to different sports games, different camps. They were providing a lot of different stuff for me. And it took till really a couple of years ago, not realizing that if it wasn't for them, how different I would be as a person, where I would be would not be where I am today.
Basketball, the sport that was so important to your life, Nellie, and sports to so many others, is such a crucial part of growing up, developing, and not only is it recreation and physical exercise, but good teamwork building, and also it's an analogy for life. So your mission at Good People Deserve Wins Too is to equip our youth that may have a talent and an interest in sports to be able to make sure that they can pursue that without having to worry about barriers that are in their way. How did this come about, and what were the next steps that you took to found an organization that focuses on this?
I met a basketball team coached by Corey and Richard, and a gentleman that has just passed, Kevin Parker. They coached a team that I saw essentially do everything right. They would come into practices, phones down, go to work, really check each other, do all the right things. And from that, they ended up landing a national championship. They couldn't go because of the funds at first. And that's where our entire Rochester community stepped in. We really went to different restaurants, different people, and started talking about, you know, getting these boys there and how they deserve to play. Like, they ended up getting there. They went 9-0, won the national tournament. And I remember getting that call. It was a Friday. I was at Panera in the middle of the line, and Corey calls me, the coach, and he's like, "Nels, we did it. We did it." And I was like, "What did you do?" And he's like, "We won it all, 9-0. And I just remember that was the tears were coming down my face. I was so, my heart was so full. And that was the day where I was like, Good People Deserve Wins Too. And, you know, everyone that had started Trifecta with me, they were like, "Yeah." And I was like, "No, guys, like, Good People Deserve Wins Too. Like, to get more than us, this is more than just what we do each and every day. Like, we have to put people before profits. We have to put these kids and give them a sense of worth, give them a path to go on." And that's when a group of us came together and said, we're doing this. We're going to do the craziest thing possible and open a non-for-profit and compete in a very, very tight world when it comes to that. And if we can help one kid, as of this, a year and a half, we've helped two people so far, Kayla and Nyan, and we want to help as many athletes as possible.
So you've reached two already in the community. Have you set goals for how many you want to reach? You just want to reach as many young people as possible. And what are you providing these young people? What is the value of this organization to them in the community?
So for us, it's more than just how many people we can reach. I remember having a very, very interesting conversation where someone says, "Okay, well, you got them to the national tournament. Now what? Now what happens to these boys? Now what happens?" And I remember that resonating really like hard with me. And it's, we don't want to just give out money. We don't want it to be just, "Hey, here, make it to your tournament," or "Here, here's a pair of shoes. We want it to be something for these athletes to remember and take on and catapult through their future. So they can come back full circle and help out the community. We want it to be something that we spread love, compassion. It's more than just, so like for Nyan, for instance, it's going to his games, showing support while he was at McQuaid. He was the goalie there. And it was just as simple as him needing new gloves, money to get to his games and things like that, all the way down to having those hard conversations with him of what's next, what do you see for your future, what kind of education do you want to get with it? Because when you're blessed as an athlete, you don't realize how many other blessings surround that, the education you can get, the amount of other, the youth he can help with his skill sets and things like that. So we wanted to make sure that whoever we do help, it's full circle, it's 360 degrees along the way. It's the mental, the physical, the emotional side of things, putting them with different coaches and scholarships and people where they can keep learning from. So for us, Nyan was our first, and we've been able to get him to a couple college visits. We've been able to put him in the Cortland camp, new sneakers, new gloves, some clothes for him, just because, again, going to McQuaid and being that student that your parents don't have, they barely had enough to get you enrolled in the school, let alone everything else that goes with it. Kayla is a younger one. She's 15 right now, so it's really exciting to be working with her. She's a freshman on a varsity team for Odyssey, so that's been really cool. And again, for her, it's going to be, you know, that mental preparation as well, like how to go and be a future athlete. So putting her with coaches and people that express the mindset part of things. So we just want it to be an all around, not just, hey, here's some money, you made it into a tournament, and be out of their lives. We want to really like full circle it with them.
How have you seen that also contribute to their personal lives as well? Because obviously their athletic performance is going to improve with the right sneakers and the right equipment, but that also must help them, because sports in general really is something that it's an analogy for life a lot of times. So how do you see that improve in their personal development as well?
I think just knowing that they have somebody, a resource to rely on, and having someone in their corner that's going to advocate for them is just that first sign of relief. And like Nyan ended up going to Cortland camp so he could be scouted by D1 coaches, because there were a bunch of D1 coaches there. I'm not sure which college he's going to end up choosing, because he's gotten offers from 4 or 5 different ones. But I know for him, knowing that he had someone or has someone where right before his state game, his gloves ripped, and it was a text from his mom, Nyan's gloves ripped, he's leaving tomorrow morning. It was like, no questions asked, went to Dick's, picked up the gloves he needed and dropped them right off at his location. So for him, it's that peace of mind, that not needing to stress, knowing that he has advocates in his corner. And it's going to be a tough journey regardless of having someone in your corner or not, but someone that's able to get filmographers involved and give him that footage and stuff, because he never had that. I think for the athlete, it's that sense of worth they get. They understand that because of what's happening, they need to do more and give more. And I think that's just powerful.
There's a lot of young athletes in the Rochester community here who have a ton of talent and have so much potential, but may need your organization's guidance and sometimes financial support, sometimes other forms of guidance and support. How many athletes do you feel are out there that are lacking this right now, and you feel like you guys can help?
Yeah, Rochester has an incredible, incredible amount of talent in it. I don't know if we realize how gifted these kids are, but when they're not given a lane to go and they're not given a chance, or they're not given a path with tangible things that they could hit on, they get lost. And when you get lost in translation, you see a lot of different things happening. And from my experience of being like in Trifecta and really seeing how many athletes come out, there are so many gifted kids that you almost wonder, hey, why aren't you playing? Or why are you not on a team? And it really comes down to well, there's no way I can get rides there, or, you know, I don't have a dependable transportation, so I don't get kicked off the team, or, hey, my mom just doesn't have it. My dad just doesn't care. There are certain things that come to it where it's like, this issue can, we can do so much more. And it's one of those, we need to walk before we run. And that's been the hardest thing, because I see so much good we can do and so many kids that we can help, one kid at a time for us. And we want to do it right. And we want to make sure that they understand that they have us for the rest of their life, in a sense. Like, you become a part of our Good People Deserve Wins 2 family, and you're going to be taken care of whenever you need anything.
You can learn more about Good People Deserves Wins 2 at gpdw2.org, correct? gpdw2.org. And it says up there that your founding principles, that sports define discipline, teamwork, and self-confidence, and that these principles empower individuals, whether they pursue a career in professional sports or not. And that's so important too, is that you guys are not only, you know, providing those gloves and that equipment and helping them on in the sports arena, but also outside of it and in life too. And you've shown that with, I think you've just scratched the surface of who you can help. So we're really excited to see how many more young individuals in the area that you can help. Now, we're also joined today by Nicole Maitland. And Nicole, you plan events for Good People Deserves Wins too. And coming up, we have a really exciting event that people can participate in and hopefully help out the organization. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Queen of Hearts Casino Night coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. It's such a great organization that we're working on, and it's going to be, we're just reaching for so many goals, you know, not only with athletes, but I know I can speak for the rest of the board when I say, you know, we'd love to extend that generosity into the arts and music, science, everything in the future. So it's all going to get started with, you know, just one of many fundraisers, and that is going to be the Queen of Hearts Casino Night on February 11th. We're going to be taking over the Mercantile at 240 East Main Street. It's at the Sibley Building. You know, obviously historic building. It's absolutely beautiful what they've done with it. So what we're going to do is, we've got 6 gaming tables, Vegas style gaming tables with, you know, professional dealers. Each of our guests gets $500 worth of gameplay chips to, you know, test their luck. And while they're doing that, they get to be entertained by the Cool Club and the Lipker Sisters, amazing local band, 8 pieces. Their voices are absolutely amazing. And we also have hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, all provided by Lobola and the Mercantile. And we also have our Wonderland Lounge, where couples can go and get a tarot card reading, or be dazzled by our card magician, and, you know, just enjoy the night. At the end of the night, for every $100 you have left over, you get your chance at some many raffle prizes that we've got. And we, for the first 200 guests, we've got some pretty incredible swag bags as well. So we've planned an incredible night. It's a formal event. It's right before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, dazzle your date for Valentine's Day. So
absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. And how can we could learn more, obviously, at gpdw2.org. How can we sign up, get tickets, secure our spot in this fun event?
Yeah, absolutely. On Facebook, we have our Queen of Hearts Casino Night. Just Facebook search that. You can get the ticket link there. We're also on Eventbrite. For individual tickets, it's $150. And again, you get that $500 of gameplay as well as everything else that we're offering. For couples, we've got $250. And we also have some sponsorships open. And, you know, get your tickets fast. You know, it's coming up quick. We're exactly 1 month out. So... and then we also take Venmo if somebody doesn't want to do Eventbrite.
A fun night of casino and all-around entertainment. Again, that's February 11th at the Mercantile on Main. More information, gpdw2.org. For Good People Deserve Wins 2. I'm John Gehring, and thank you to both of our guests today, and especially Nelly for all the work that you're doing in the community. We look forward to continuing to support you in the future. Looking forward to seeing what kind of impact your organization can have on our Rochester community.